Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, September 29, 2008. Israeli troops invaded on Monday different parts of the West Bank, rounding up some Palestinian residents. Meanwhile, the outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called for withdrawing from the Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers backed with armored vehicles broke into Palestinian-owned houses in different parts of the West Bank, rounding up at least five residents. The residents were reportedly from Hebron, Jenin, Nablus, and Ramallah. Israeli military offensives on the Palestinians in the West Bank happen almost on a daily basis. On Sunday, Israeli military vehicles drove across the city of Nablus for many hours, and soldiers conducted house-to-house search. No casualties or kidnappings were reported. Meanwhile, the outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert asserted that Israel should reach a political solution with the Palestinians, saying it should withdraw from the Arab neighborhoods of the Holy City. Olmert has resigned recently over a series of corruption charges that have ripped through his political career. In Gaza, a Palestinian shell was reportedly fired onto nearby Israeli areas adjacent to the Israeli commercial crossing of Nahal Oz, east of Gaza City. This homemade shell fire comes as a three-month-old Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between Palestinians and Israelis have been reached a month and a half ago. Still in Gaza, the Hamas-led government released about 30 political detainees of Fatah Party ahead of the upcoming Hamas-Fatah National Dialogue in Cairo, a government spokesman stated. A government statement looked forward to a similar move by the Ramallah-based Fatah-led government as to the release of Hamas supporters in the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Maghari and George Shmawi.
I'm